Let's go overseas next, where the aging rulers of Saudi Arabia want to plan for the future. King Salman recently assumed the throne as a senior citizen. He has already named heirs to the throne, first his nephew and after that his son Mohammed. Prince Mohammed recently became defense minister. He's leading the country's controversial air war against rebels in Yemen. And then there are the songs in his honor. NPR's Leila Fadel reports on the man promoted as the new face of Saudi Arabia.
Mohammed bin Salman is young. We don't know how young. Some put his age as low as 28. Others say he's as old as 35. And unlike most of the monarchy that wear a goatee and mustache, this prince wears a full beard. Some say maybe to make himself look older. And his age is conspicuously missing from his official government biography. As the new defense minister and now the deputy crown prince, he is the face of Saudi's war in Yemen and one of the three most powerful leaders in the kingdom. Songs are being written about him. This one says, Muhammad, you are rising higher and higher until one day you'll reach the highest place in the sky. Lead us, it says, even if we have to pay with our lives in the war. And people in Saudi have taken to calling him Matnuch, a word to describe someone generous, brave, and willing to help others. On Twitter, he seems to be somewhat of a rallying point for young Saudis, accustomed to being led by older monarchs. Tariq al-Jarboa is a young Saudi American who's about the same age as the prince. Jarboa is 29.
When I look at him, he looks like a warrior. So it brings me a lot of pride as a Saudi to say this young man is going to lead us and he's going to have a huge future in front of him.
Privately, some Saudis express doubt, saying that maybe he's too young for the job and they don't know enough about him. But sitting in a coffee shop of a luxury hotel, Jarboa says the prince's youth is a plus and his closeness to his father. He was his father's right-hand man at the Ministry of Defense before his father became king, is also an asset.
There's a generational gap between the elders and the youngsters. I would say Mohammed bin Salman would be one of the few decision-makers that can understand the youth of Saudi and can understand how we, like, thing can function.
Some two-thirds of the country is under 30 years old, and Saudi Arabia, an ultra-conservative nation, is changing rapidly, with most Saudis connected online and many who are traveling the world. But at the end of the day, very little is actually known about the young prince.
His experience, as you know, is fairly limited. But yeah, at the time being, he's a bit of an enigma or certainly a bit of a mystery.
That's Fahed Nazit, a former political analyst at the Saudi embassy in the U.S. and now an analyst at the Virginia-based JTG Incorporated, a private defense consultancy. He says the young prince is being credited with Saudi's new, more aggressive foreign policy.
It's also maybe a whole new strategic narrative that the Saudis have adopted, where, again, they want to take to be in charge of safeguarding their own security and not have to rely on the U.S. or any other country, really.
Prince Mohammed bin Salman's first big test is going to be how the war in Yemen goes. But the melody that glorifies him promises that he will bring his country prosperity. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Riyadh.